It's really a wonderful day, the life and the ministry of the church, when we could take time to observe Thanksgiving Sunday, basically because all of us forget. And I'm sure many of you have heard this saying, which is very true: man gets and forgets, God gives and forgives. Let me repeat it. Man gets and forgets, God gives and forgives. Shall we pray? Father, we pray that you would enable us not only today, but every day of our lives to be a thankful people. So teach us. So teach our families. So teach our children. So teach our grandchildren. So teach us as the body of Christ to be thankful. We commit, Lord, our meditation this morning. Speak to us. You know our spiritual needs, and only you can satisfy each of our needs this morning. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. I'd like us to be more focused on the book of Deuteronomy this morning, as we study this theme, Thanksgiving. One word which keeps coming several times in the book of Deuteronomy, I've not counted it, but I think it comes several times, is the word remember. And that is what God tells His people time and again. The first thing, why should we give thanks? Here is this great man of God, Moses, the prophet of God, the servant of God, the man of God, the man who was a dynamic and devoted leader to God. Here was this man able, as he received the word of God from the Lord Himself, He says, remember the manner in which He redeemed you. So give thanks. Secondly, He says, remember the way the Lord has led you. So give thanks. Remember the blessings He has bestowed on you. So give thanks. Remember the victories He has won. So give thanks. That's going to be the focus of our attention this morning. Remember the manner in which He redeemed you. This is what Moses is telling, you know, all of Israel. And if you have your Bible, I'd encourage you to please turn it with me as we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Please turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 15. Look at what Moses says. He says, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God has commanded you to observe Sabbath day. Watch those words carefully. Verse 15. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, that the Lord your God brought you out there with a mighty hand. That's what you see in chapter 5 verse 15. Quickly turn with me to chapter 15 and verse 15. Again there Moses says something to the people of Israel. He says, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. That is why I give you this command. Why give thanks? Moses is telling God's people, as he summoned all of Israel in chapter 5. He says, remember the manner in which He redeemed you. Remember. Remember. Remember who you were. What a state you were in. A slave. Moses is telling the people of God, he says, remember, don't forget that you were a slave. No freedom, no choice, no liberty, no standing, no voice under bondage, no rights under cruelty and oppression. That is why Moses is saying, remember the way in which God redeemed you. Don't forget your past. Don't forget your history. Don't forget your roots. Don't forget your position. Don't forget your standing. Remember the Lord's manner in which He redeemed you. He set you free from opposition. He set you free from bondage. He set you free from cruelty. Now, what did it take God? As we study, go back to the history of Israel. Israel was privileged to see and experience the mighty hand of God, the miraculous hand of God. As you and I are so familiar with the Exodus story, as we turn to Exodus chapter 14 and 15, there you see how God beautifully, you know, with His mighty outstretched arm and with His powerful hand, you know, the miraculous hand of God, God literally delivers His people from the clutches of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. And no wonder, I believe, as God's people were summoned together, here was this huge, dynamic man of God, Moses, the leader of Israel, stands and he says, "Remember the manner in which He redeemed you." How does it apply to us this morning? I believe the Lord tells us the same thing. God is telling us the same thing this morning. Remember, don't forget. What should I not forget? Your redemption. Remember the way in which God redeemed you. Think about it. No wonder that songwriter, I think it was John Newton, who said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a righteous man like me." Did he say that? No, he said, "A wretch like me." And no wonder, you know, Moses is reminding God's people, and this morning, as you and I reflect on the Holy Scriptures, what is God calling us to remember? God is saying, "Hey, my dear son, my dear daughter, don't you ever forget your redemption." How do we understand it further? I think the Apostle Paul beautifully puts it in the book of Galatians. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Look at those powerful words Paul writes to the church of Galatia. As he writes to them, as they went back, where Paul is saying, "It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Yes, remember, what is God telling us at St. Andrew's this morning? He is telling you, a child of God who has been saved. You might say, "Yes, I was like John Newton, a wretch." Yes, He's reminding you and me this morning, as a community of God's people, what He's saying. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened by a yoke of slavery. This morning, do you and I remember the freedom we have in Christ? Oh, let me ask you, as you and I reflect on this theme of thanksgiving, are we still slaves to sin? Have we gone back to Egypt? Are you in Egypt this morning? Oh, I wish and pray that God will deliver us in case you have gone back to Egypt. Remember that God has set you free. And that is why in verse 13, Paul says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge your sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." Yes, look at what he tells the church of Galatia. He says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature." How much at times it can happen in the body of Christ and among God's people. We misuse that freedom. You know, we give all kinds of excuses possible because we love to pamper ourselves. Which of us this morning doesn't pamper ourselves this morning? Yes, we always will make allowances. Probably we'll make a lot of allowances for ourselves. We like to pamper the self, but we like to be harsh. We like to be hard with others. But ourselves, yes, we love to pamper. And especially when it comes to the sinful nature, here Paul is reminding the church of Galatia, remember, do not misuse your freedom. Christ has set you free. Do not be a slave to sin. Yes, it is for freedom this morning. We are called to liberty. And I want us to think this morning, if God, with His mighty outstretched hand delivered the people of Israel. What did it take God for you and me? It cost God. It cost heaven to save you and me. What does the Bible say Jesus became? To save us and to give us that freedom, that we might be free people and not slaves. We don't need to go back to Egypt again and again. No, God says, there is that promised land. I want you to be a part of that promised land. Yes, Jesus, the Bible says again, He became sin that I might become the righteousness of God. You know, can we take time to think about it? Jesus, my Lord, became S-I-N, sin, that I might become the righteousness of God. Jesus, my Lord, became poor, that the Bible says, you and I might become rich. Jesus became the Son of Man, that I might become the Son of God. Did it cost God to purchase your freedom and mine? Yes. How often we do not realize that we are redeemed people. How often we do not live as saved people. We do not live. We do not live as people who are born again. We do not live as people who are born of the Spirit. We do not live as children of God. We do not live as children of life. We many a times don't realize we are redeemed people. Now, if we are redeemed, what does the Bible call us to do? The Bible says if we are redeemed, we are called to rejoice in Him. If we are redeemed, we are called to praise Him. If we are redeemed, we are called to worship Him. If we are redeemed, we are called to thank Him. If we are redeemed, we are called to serve Him. If we are redeemed, we are called to magnify Him. If we are redeemed, we are called to glorify His name. And no wonder Moses, as God directed him, he said, remember the manner in which He has redeemed you. Are you living in redemption? In that full redemption. Secondly, remember the way the Lord has led you. That is what Moses is reminding God's people. He says, he's not only talking about redemption. He says, after redemption, what does God do? God leads His children. And that is what God did. As you study the history of Israel, God led His people. Think about it. I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. Yes, yet another beautiful verse recorded for us as we look at that verse this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. Look at that verse. He says, remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep His commands. Yes, think about it. God not only redeemed them, but God led them. God led them. I want you to think about it for a moment. The leading of God was not just for one day. The leading of God was not just for 1 week. The leading of God was not just for 1 month. The leading of God was not for a span of 6 months. The leading of God was not for the duration of 1 year. But the Bible beautifully records for us and says, God Almighty led the people of Israel for 40 years. 40 years. During that leading, what has happened? I'd like to draw your attention again to Deuteronomy chapter 2. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 2. And verse 7, let's see what Moses said, beautifully recorded for us. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 7. He says, the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast desert. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you and you have lacked nothing. Amazing, isn't it? What did God do during those 40 years? He blessed them. He watched over them and He has been with them. So much that the scripture says they did not lack anything. 40 years. And now beautifully it's recorded. He says that vast desert, God led them, God blessed them, God watched over them, so much so they lacked nothing. And that is why the Bible also records in Deuteronomy 8 and verse 4, your clothes were not torn. You know, the clothes which they wore, whatever garments, whatever apparels they had on themselves, were not worn or torn. So with their sandals, the Bible says, were not torn, nor did their feet swell. Yes, they had that humbling experience. to test them and to know what was in their hearts. Yes, how much? You and I also need to remember. God led the Israelites for 40 years. He would do so in our lives too. I always believe this. When God leads, He provides. When God leads, He provides. When He leads, there is no lack. When He leads, He blesses. And if God led the people of the Israelites through the wilderness, I believe God can lead you and me through the wonderland. Even probably as you are seated here, listen carefully. Some of you must be going through that wilderness experience. It might be that desert-like experience this morning. But remember, if you are a child of God, God will lead you through that wilderness experience. God will lead you through that desert-like experience. And remember that it's not going to be too long in that wilderness. It's not going to be too long in that desert region. God is taking you to Wonderland. God is taking you to Promised Land. If God led the people of Israel, He can lead you and me. Probably you might be seeing not only a wilderness, but you might be seeing wasteland. You might be seeing right now in your own life, everything is barren. Nothing seems to be happening. Remember, God is leading you on to Promised Land. And when He leads, we need to follow God. We need to watch for the signs. And one thing you and I need to keep in our minds time and again, don't forget the leading of God in the past. Look back all the time. If God led you in the past, God will lead you in the present. If God is leading you in the present, God will lead you in the future. And this morning I wonder if there is anyone seated here wondering, will God lead me? You have come to this service and you are wondering, I'm so filled with chaos and a lot of confusion. I don't know which direction to take. But let me tell you that the God of Israel is willing to lead you. Are you seeking divine guidance? Yes. God Almighty can give you right now, even in this service, I believe with all my heart, because the Spirit of God is able to do anything right now. Yes, it might seem to be very dark to you. It might seem to be very dim to you. You know, nothing seems to make sense to you. But this morning, remember, as the psalmist said in Psalm 48, this God is our God and He will be our guide till the very end. Can I get that guidance this morning? Yes, He will lead you. He will lead you. And no wonder Moses could write to the people of Israel and says, remember the way He has led you. The third thing, let's look at. Remember the blessings He has bestowed on you. You know, this is what God reminds His people time and again in the book of Deuteronomy. Remember the blessings He has bestowed on you. I'd like us to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32. It's a lovely passage in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, where you see, you know, Moses talking about it very, very clearly. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. Let's read that passage. He says, remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you. Your elders and they will explain to you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when He divided all mankind, He set up boundaries for the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob is allotted inheritance. In a desert land He found him, in a barren land and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of His eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest and over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions, the Lord alone led them. No foreign god was with them. Yes, the third thing Moses beckons Israel to is, remember the blessings He has bestowed on you. Yes, many a times, all of us seated here, including myself as I stand here, to share the word. We need to remember the days of old. We need to remember the days of old. Probably you are seated here because God blessed your parents. And you are reaping the harvest. Because they walked with God. And that is what I believe God is calling. He said, remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you. Your elders and they will explain to you. Yes, let's never ever forget the days of old. How much as you and I worship God on this Thanksgiving Sunday, how much we need to take an inventory. All of us need to take an inventory of all the blessings God has bestowed on us. I want you to look back probably last year or 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, what you were, who you were. Probably you didn't have a house, you didn't have cars, you didn't have all those physical, tangible blessings. But today, your situation is different. Don't forget. You and I need to remember, you know, we need to take an inventory. And as we take an inventory, what you are today is because of God's grace and God's blessing. Don't forget. Take that spiritual inventory and see how much God has blessed you. You know, how often, instead of us counting our blessings to see God's surprises, we look at the have-nots only. Yes, I don't have this car. I don't have this kind of house. I don't have this kind of property. I don't have a fat, huge, big bank balance. Oh, this morning God wants you to look at yourself. You know, if you are seated here and if I am standing here, it's only purely because of the grace of God. And because of the grace of God, I am, the Apostle Paul said, what I am, what you were, who you were 10 years ago. Probably some of us were nobodies. But today God has made you a somebody because of Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ. Oh, let's remember. It will certainly surprise us. What you have now and what you did not have, as to what the Lord has done in your life. You know, let's not let the blessings of God go unrealized by taking them for granted. Oh yes, let us, you know, recognize and realize how much God has blessed us. And no wonder Moses, the servant of God, says to people of Israel, remember the blessings He's bestowed on you. And may it never be said, it's because of my hard work, Pastor, I've come up in life. No. Nobody in this world is self-made. Right from the cradle to the grave, you are never a self-made person. I will totally disagree, because it's the grace of God. It's not your hard work. Yes, that is there. If the Lord God Almighty did not give you the strength, you have not done that hard work. Simple as that. So let us, you know, really take time to take a spiritual inventory this morning. As families, let's reflect through this day. As we sit at the lunch table, take an inventory. How good God has been. He's blessed us. The very fact we sit together as families and have our meals together is a blessing of God. When so many families don't have that privilege. May God so help us to really take an inventory. Finally, let me close with this. Remember the victories He has won. That's what Moses tells the people in chapter 11. If you turn with me to chapter 11, I just want to read that passage quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verses 2 to 7. There Moses says it so clearly. Deuteronomy 11 and verses 2 to 7. Remember today that your children were not the ones who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, His majesty, His mighty hand, His outstretched arm, the signs He performed and the things He did in the heart of Egypt, both to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his whole country. What He did to the Egyptian army, to its horses and chariots, how he overwhelmed them with the waters of the Red Sea, and they were pursuing you, and how the Lord brought lasting ruin on them. It was not your children who saw what he did for you in the desert until you arrived at this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab and Reubenite, when the earth opened up its mouth right in the middle of all Israel and swallowed them up with their households and their tents and every living thing that belonged to them. But it was your own eyes that saw all the great things the Lord has done. The last thing we'd like to look at, remember the victories he has won. That's what Moses is reminding them. Remember, don't forget the victories he has won in the past. This morning, as you and I worship God, that's what God is telling you. If the Lord redeemed you, the Lord will lead you. And if the Lord leads you, he will bless you. And if the Lord blesses you, he'll cause you to be victorious. He'll cause you to be victorious. Let the victories of the past boost up your spirit this morning. Will God cause me to be victorious? Yes, if he has done it in the past, definitely God will do it. Definitely God will do it. I want to read just three more verses and I'm through this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 17. You know, it's an awesome verse by a young lad who had no idea. But here was this man, because as a young boy he walked with God. He's able to record those words for us. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 34. Look at those beautiful words recorded for us. It says in verse 34, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off the sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it.'" Look at verse 47. "This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I'll give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is God in Israel." David's experience. He says, "Who is this Goliath? An uncircumcised Philistine." He says, "I have seen God. Yes, when I went out into the field, God enabled me to fight the wild animals. And I was victorious. And today, the same God who was with me when I encountered the wild will see me through." And you know the story. If David was able to say those words, you and I can say the same words this morning. That you and I can be victorious. You and I can be victorious. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, let's, as God's people, remember, not forget. Remember the manner in which he redeemed you. Remember the way God has led you. Remember the blessings he has bestowed on you. And remember the victories he has won. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, this morning as we bow before you, we only pray and plead and ask you, Lord God Almighty, that you will take away from us that forgetful spirit. Lord, enable us to remember all that you have done for us. And we thank you that Jesus our Lord is the same yesterday, today and forever. And we believe, Lord, that you are going to do greater things for us. Give us a thankful and a grateful spirit. We commit our lives to you in Jesus' name. Amen.